You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Tune in to the Midday Family Connection on Wednesdays at 1, where we will explore God's truth and how it applies to raising a family today, God's way. We will also connect with friends and discuss how God's people are making a difference in our community. So join us on Wednesdays at 1 on the Midday Family Connection with me, your host, Juanita Bumpart, on 89.9 WCNO, the Good News Station.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com as well as our personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So that's what we do. They lecture, we lecture, and then we learn back. That's why Revelation is so important. You got to figure it out for yourself. So in the East, it was totally different, particularly with the rabbis. They taught by asking questions. That's how they taught. And they would teach their students to ask questions. And the reason why they did that is because how many know you'll learn more by asking questions? How many know you'll learn more from the questions people ask than you will from the questions that you ask them? Come on, amen. When I do a job interview, if somebody's asking me questions, they're learning about the job. But I don't really go by what they're asking me. I mean, what I'm asking them. I go by what they ask me. Because I can locate their heart and I can find out what they're looking for in a job. And sometimes they tell you what they're looking for by admitting to you that they're not looking for something that they actually want. For instance, if you're sitting in a job interview and they say to you 10 times inside of 3 minutes that money's not important, you can rest assured that the money's important. Come on, huh? We know how to respond to people by the questions that we ask. But it's the questions that we ask from people and the questions they ask from us that really reveals what's in people's hearts. You can figure out where somebody is. You can locate them by the questions they ask. And you can really find out what they're after by the questions that they ask. Amen? So the teachers of the East would begin to teach people by asking questions. And that's why Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus literally spent his time teaching by asking questions. Everywhere he went, he was asking questions. There's 161 times in the four Gospels that Jesus was going around and he would ask questions. And you have to say, why did the man who knew everything constantly go around asking questions? Why did the man who had a relationship with our Father in heaven, why did the man that walked by revelation, that walked in power, have to ask questions about everything? Come on, amen. He looked at his disciples one day and he said, "Who do men say that I am?" Jesus, you don't know who you are? What's up with that? Come on, huh? He went to a blind man, and he said, "What would you like me to do for you?" Well, the answer is kind of obvious if you're blind. Huh? Come on, somebody, amen? But Jesus was looking for something in him. He knew the guy needed to be healed, amen? And he was actually helping the blind man locate his heart by asking him the question. They came to trap him with questions one time over money. And he said, "Well, whose face is on it?" They just put the argument right out with one question. Well, whose face is on the money? Why? Because he understood by asking questions, he was leading his students on a pathway to self-discovery. Self-discovery, self-revelation, getting a download. See, when Peter got the revelation of who Jesus was, nobody could take it from him. Because he discovered the truth for himself. It wasn't somebody trying to tell him how it was. The truth is that we have an automatic default switch on the inside of us that when somebody tries to tell us something, we have to argue within our own self to believe them because we don't never want to be wrong. I ain't got no help. Y'all know that's the truth. Come on, somebody, huh? And listen to this. The things that you discover for yourself, you will never forget. There will be the life lessons that will guide you to the place of your destiny. So a rabbi would begin to ask questions and he would inquire and he would cause his students to have to think and have to reason and have to rationalize what they were doing by the way that they answered the questions that were being asked. And watch this, the rabbi's teaching, what he taught, his revelation, his method, his truth, those things were known as a yoke. Everybody say yoke. Now when you hear the word yoke, you always think of like the yoke on an oxen. But that's not what that was. The students that would follow him would wear a yoke around their neck. It was like a banner. It was like a piece of cloth. It was a certain color. It had a certain design on it so people knew what school of thought that they come from. I mean, they didn't walk around with a big old wooden yoke like oxen on their neck. Walking around with Jesus with a chain with the 12 disciples saying, "Come on, boys. Jerk you down the road, teach you something." No, they identified him with the yoke, amen? In fact, it's still customary today. If you ever go to a college graduation or at a major university, you realize the people that come from the engineering department wear a different yoke or a different banner than people that come from the literature department or the arts department because they identify with the school of thought that they are in, amen? Huh? So it's a different thought or a different school of education. So when Jesus looked at his followers and said to them, "Come and follow me, take my yoke upon you, learn from me." In other words, I'm inviting you to Jesus Christ College. You're invited to join my school. Come and take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He was saying to them that the yoke of the Pharisees, the teachings and the law, and the understanding of everything that the Pharisees had was a heavy burden on them. Nobody could measure up. But he said, "I'm coming to give you a new yoke that's lighter. It's a better understanding. It's a yoke of power, a yoke of miracles." Amen. He said, "I'm going to put a yoke on you that ain't going to weigh you down. I'm going to put a yoke on you that gives you revelation for life." Come on, somebody shout, amen. A yoke that's not full of regulation and law, but a yoke of love, a yoke of power, a yoke of joy. I'm going to put a yoke on you that's going to cause your burden to be light. Somebody shout, a light burden. And he said, "I'm going to do this because I'm going to change the nature of who you are." Is this okay? Is everybody all right? Now listen to me. We cannot approach Christians as if they had the chance they're going to sin. Or they would like to sin. Huh? Can we just be honest today? I grew up in a Pentecostal church where I felt like they preached to you thinking if you had the chance, then you're going to go ahead and sin. Every sermon seemed like it was focused around whether or not I was going to be able to overcome sin when I had the opportunity to sin. Huh? So everybody that I grew up around was preaching, "Don't sin. Don't do it. Don't you sin, boy. Don't you do it. If you do, you're going to burn." Did anybody grow up in a church like that? We got a word for that. It's called terrorist preaching. Come on now. Come on, huh? And what we got in church is we got a lot of preaching on behavior modification that put up barriers and put up boundaries in our life. So I wouldn't do what I shouldn't do. And so I would do what I was supposed to do because I had all these barriers and these boundaries. But the truth is if I believe that when you have the opportunity to sin, you're going to jump at the chance when you get it to have the chance, then you really have no confidence in the conversion that took place in your life. You have no confidence in the power of God to change you from the inside out. Amen. And I don't mean we fail because how many know you fall? We fall. If you stand up, you're bound to fall once in a while. Amen. But the scripture says, "He who says he has no sin deceives himself, and the truth is not in him." I mean, I'd rather have truth in me. Come on, help me. Come on, amen. The truth is I'm not the guy in your life telling you that you shouldn't be doing something, carrying around a bunch of religious do's and don'ts. That's not what my job is. That's not the picture that Jesus gave us this morning. Amen. And now that you're a Christian, you have to live a certain way and do a certain thing. Come on. God's not putting handcuffs on us to teach us how to behave. Y'all ain't trying to help me no more. Amen. Listen, your behavior will never be good enough to be a Christian. Because being a Christian has really nothing to do with your behavior. Being a Christian has everything to do with what Jesus did on the cross. Your behavior changes because you fall in love with the guy that was hung on the cross. Jesus said, I'm not putting no yoke on you. I'm not putting no handcuffs on you. It took the church to come up with that. You better behave. You better dress a certain way. You ain't allowed to go to PG-13 movies that have blood and violence, but you can go to PG-13 movies that have some cussing, as long as it ain't the F word. If you get in that, then you're okay. Not in this house.
Oh, praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Shining Bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Lord, we give you all the glory tonight. Thank you for your presence with us. Lord, we thank you that your name has been glorified and lifted up in this place. Lord, we pray for this project, Lord. We just take time to pray for it. Father, Lord, of 145 nations declare that instead of saying, can no good thing come out of Nazareth, Lord, but declare that there is revival and there is restoration in this part of the world, Lord, where your name has been sullied, Lord, where your name has been brought low, Lord, that your name is lifted up in this place and throughout this land. And we bless you for that, Lord. Bless your holy name. Amen. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, the year of jubilee, and God's triumph's there, salvation.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.
Don't let them deceive you. Remember that you are, again, I'll say it and I'll keep saying it, that you are chosen by God. And God loves you. Amen. There's nothing that he can't do for you if you just surrender your heart.
That's Pastor Benny Ramos from Love Wings Ministries. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM, the Good News Station.
There are faces from my past that are dearest to my heart, who have touched my life and helped me see the truth. They were angels sent from God, faithful ones full of His love. Words cannot express my gratitude. And I don't know if I'd be standing today, or have eternal hope, had they not shown me the way. I'll be eternally grateful, eternally grateful for the everlasting life that I've received. I'll be that we can touch, by showing who we are, wayward sinners who were saved by Jesus' hand. They can have abundant life and a peace that fills their souls. All the many blessings heaven's planned. So let's build a raging fire within this church. And as the precious word of Christ is heard,